Welcome to SwingersLifestyleTalkRadio.com, where each week we stimulate, update, and educate you on every aspect of the swingers lifestyle. Hello, kids. I'm Clark Ashton, your host, along with my beautiful, hot, sexy, voluptuous wife and co-host, Cindy Ashton. Cindy, how are you feeling tonight, babe?
Oh, baby, I'm perfect.
Perfect.
Been a perfect week.
You look perfect.
Huh.
There was perfect in the dictionary, and it really talked about women. You would be it.
I kick your ass.
You know I'm telling the truth. You know.
You better be.
Anyway, you're tuned into the number one swinger and lifestyle talk radio show worldwide, where we talk about it. Real swingers with real answers. Yes, for the next hour, callers from around the world will discuss every aspect of the swinging lifestyle, including personal experiences, activities, relationships, boundaries, events, clubs, do's and don'ts, sexual products, sexual fantasies, good health, and more. And, of course, we're going to talk about sex between one or more people. Now, we do post a warning. This show is sexually explicit language and subjects of an adult nature only. If you are under the age of 18, please turn the show off right now, as if your mother was standing there shaking her big old finger at you saying, get off of that show. So there you've been warned, folks. We do not endorse anything for those under the age of 18 and highly recommend that you leave this website immediately. We have spies secretly watching you, by the way. This is a live broadcast where every type of swinging and sexual topic you can imagine is discussed. Believe me, folks, it does get pretty exciting sometimes. So you have to be curious. Now, here's the best part. The best part is that you, the listener, can call in at any time during the show, okay? And you can ask questions and talk about what you want to talk about. We have toll-free lines anytime during the show. That number is, if you have a pen, please write this down now, 1-888-228-4494. 888-228-4494. It's also on our website, so you can go there and look at it right now if you need to. But please call us. It's anonymous. We're not going to call your mother, your girlfriend, or your brother, or your sister, or your neighbors. It's all cool. Anyway, this show is for everyone. New people, maybe for people that have been in a lifestyle for a long time. Maybe you're brand new, though. Maybe you're married, not married, single, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transvestite, anything, everything in between. We're completely non-judgmental when it comes to our listeners, and we're very open-minded. Isn't that right, Cindy? Open-minded is the word?
Open-minded.
Open-minded.
Did. Oh, yeah.
And there are, correct me if I'm wrong, there are hundreds of levels within the swinging lifestyle, and we'll talk about it all. So no matter where you fall or what question you have or what you think, you fit in. No problems. There's no question it's off limits. And, yes, we can say the word fuck. That's right, folks. You heard it. Fuck online.
Can you say pussy?
Oh, can I say pussy?
Oh, I was just wondering.
Can
just
you
wondering.
Say pussy? Let me hear you say
pussy.
Oh, I love that.
My pussy.
It's going to be a beautiful show, folks. I'm loving it. So, guess what? Anything goes. This week's topic, believe it or not, is communicating with your partner, part three. Communicating with partner, part three. You know why we have part three, Cindy?
Well, baby, I know, because it's very, 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 very important to communicate.
Yeah.
That's why.
And what else?
Because I said so. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, if you don't communicate, how about it's all in the crapper? Seriously.
Well, yeah. And we had to have part three because why?
We got cut off. We didn't get through.
That's right. We have so many people that are interested in this topic that we've had to prolong it into part three. And
no,
hell, we might even have to go into part four before.
No, I'm serious. We didn't get through part two. We got through a quarter of what we were going to talk about. And all of a sudden an hour was gone. So
we got so damn horny.
That
at least I know I did.
I know. We didn't make it out of the studio.
Did the damn show.
No, we didn't get through the studio.
Jeez.
We didn't get out of the studio. Sorry, guys.
Well, anyway, tonight we're going to try to get through part three because hopefully it'll be our final one. But I tell you what, folks, I am excited tonight. I mean, my dick is not just hard. That's always usually an excitement for me. But other than that, I am very excited, and I'll tell you why. Here in just a little while, we're going to have a special guest on the show, Mr. Jason Jean. He's the CEO and founder of SwingFest, the largest swinger party in the world, which is happening in Miami, Florida this October, next month, the 23rd through the 25th. So stay tuned here in a little while, folks, because we're going to have Jason on the line, and we're going to talk about all the cool things about SwingFest. You know, Cindy, SwingFest is one hell of an event, from what I can see.
I'm excited.
And we're going to be there. You and I are going to be there. Can you believe it?
Oh, baby. Live and in person.
This event is going to have over 12,000 people. They had over 12,000 people there last year. This year, they're estimating upwards of 15,000 people at SwingFest.
Well, 12,000 I can do, honey. I can do in half of that. I can do 6,000 blowjobs, but what was the next number?
Well, the number's getting higher and higher. That's 15, all I can
15,000? So what is that, 7.5? I can't do all that. Girls, help me out.
You're going to have some help.
I'm going to have some help.
You're good. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you could make a dent in that, but I know that you're going to have some help.
I
might even go out and recruit some fucking help for you.
Okay. That's the way to do it, baby.
Give them mine.
No, please.
And we'll have a whole posse.
I'm all about help.
Posse? Pussy or posse? Posse?
Okay,
pussy?
Wait, let me think about that. Pussy.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
I'd like a pussy posse. I'm going to, you know what? Maybe I'll get a group together.
I like that. You know what? We need to put that on our fucking website.
Well,
Pussy Posse. The Pussy Posse.
Cindy's Pussy Posse.
Oh, my God. My cock is throbbing. Holy shit.
Well, what else is new, baby? But, okay.
Cindy's Pussy Posse. Yeah, baby. CPP. All right, let me make a note here. Let me write that down.
Write that down, Clark.
Posse. Okay.
Okay.
Got it. All right. Phew. Let me clear my thoughts here. All right, so tonight we're going to talk about communication with your partner. Now, we did part two last week, which was a huge success. We dove deep into the waters of communication between partners. Now, before we actually run into this, I got to know, I mean, you're my wife, and, you know, we're really busy, and we run around all the time. But
very busy.
Tell me how your week was this past week, because I know some shit went on that was cool. And tell me and tell our friends on the radio some of the things you did last week.
Well, I'll tell you, Clark, it was not just fantastic. It was beyond fantastic.
Okay.
I went to New York City.
You went to New York? No shit.
I did.
Did I know that?
You did. No. Honey, listen to the way I talk. I say coffee and talk. I talk funny. You know, so when I go home, I see my longtime friends. Had a blast. Here, let's sit back for a minute, girls. And I had a little romantic thing when I got back. I got 2 dozen roses from my hot man, Mr. Clark. I'll tell you what, when you're sitting at work and 2 dozen roses show up with a card, okay. Who's jealous? How about the whole office? It was wonderful. Enjoyed it. Kind of made my pussy super
wet. Who sent you those flowers?
Oh, that would be you, baby.
Hey, what a guy.
Oh,
what a guy.
I'll tell you what. That was like the end all be all. You know, when you're just sitting at your desk and you're having a humdrum kind of day and all of a sudden you get a call from the front room, you know, and they're like, uh-huh. And I said, uh-huh, what? And they said, well, what'd you do this week? And I said, nothing, you know, nothing special. And they said, well, come pick up your 2 dozen roses. I'm like, woohoo. Apparently I did something right. Well,
what's really amazing is she works in our office, so, you know.
So that you know, there's no telling who sent them. Like, baby, you send me roses. He always says yes. There's no telling. He's about as sweet as he can be. You know, made my kind of, my pussy kind of wet. And, you know, of course, that night we had some, probably the best sex we have ever had. I'm lying. We always have great sex. The guy squirted a gallon or two.
Oh, my God. It was heavy.
Wow.
I had my life jacket on.
I know. As you should, honey.
Yeah, I did. Because I knew, you know, after 2 dozen flowers, and, you know, I knew that the deluge was going to come. And it did, which is a great thing. Which reminds me, we have a new product. We have a new workshop.
Tell us about it, baby.
That we're putting out there. Cindy and I have put together we've kind of done this before, but this is official now. We have a new workshop called Orgasm, Squirting, and Masturbation Workshop. No, this is not a joke, folks. We, by popular demand, Clark and Cindy will come to your city, will come to your event, to your club, to your house, to your whatever, and we will put on a 2-hour workshop on orgasm, squirting, and masturbation. Now, this is not your normal workshop because it's interactive, and what's really cool about it is how often do we talk to people about squirting and nobody knows all the facts? There isn't a week that goes by that we don't talk about it.
I'm going to stop you, honey, because I understand why.
Yeah.
You know, when you grow up and you're tight and you're growing and you're raising kids and you're trying to figure all that stuff out, squirting is not a possibility. But when you finally get it figured out and you let you be you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, I didn't have any problems squirt when I was a kid.
Well, baby, you squirted from the age of 14. We're talking about women.
14, I was a pro by then.
Oh, God.
I mean,
okay, what?
I was
12.
A pro squirter by 14.
Woo! He's my hero, you know, and that's why I'm married to him. But
you have a good point, though. I mean, you know.
It's different.
Absolutely.
It's different, baby.
It really is. So, anyway, we have, and there's a lot of scientific information now. Medical studies on squirting, believe it or not, and it dismiss the myths. So anyway, we go into this workshop. We tell people how to do it. We show how to do it. It's really, really cool. If you want to check it out, it's on our website. Go look at it. It's really, really cool. And we're going to be doing that as some shows in the future as well, so check it out. So anyway, well, fantastic. You had a good week, baby. I'm glad. I did, too. Your blowjob Sunday night was off the charts.
Yeah.
And Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday's blowjobs were off the charts. Wow. I tell you what, guys, if you want to rock your woman's world, get those flowers and get them in the mail, dude.
Make sure those roses smell good. We're all about that.
It's unbelievable. Well, you know, I had a great time when you were in New York, too. I had a
As you should, baby.
Flirt a little bit. We have a great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We had lots of fun. The best part was when I got those three girls on the phone talking to you in New York City, and I was in the parking lot with them having fun trying to get it to go.
Yeah.
That was a blast.
I was like, girls, you have no idea what you have right there.
Oh, it was hot.
Girls.
So, well, that's really cool. Well, listen, I am pleased to announce, folks, like I said before, that Mr. Jason Jean is on the line with us. He's here to talk about Swing Fest, the world's largest swinger party. Now, folks, if you have no idea what this is or if you've even heard about it or thought about it, I'm going to tell you right now that there's not a better weekend party on the planet other than what's happening in Miami, Florida, October 23rd through, I think it's the 25th or 26th, that whole weekend.
Come play with us.
And we got Jason Jean on the phone, and we're going to talk about it, folks. So, Jason, are you there?
How you doing, Clark, Cindy? Great show.
Hey, Jean. How you doing tonight?
We're doing good. We're doing good. How about
awesome.
You guys? Thanks. Sounds like you guys are doing good.
We're always good.
You know something, whenever I sit across from Cindy, and if you saw what I was looking at, brother, you would be saying, life is good. No, you would. But, you know, there again, I don't know where you're at. You could be watching something really fun as well, right?
Yeah, I am watching that, yep.
As you should be.
Well, I tell you, you guys can definitely put a very good visual picture in one's head. So you guys are doing
You're
a great job,
Jason.
That is for sure.
Aww, we appreciate it.
Well, I might have to text you a couple pictures after the show just to, you know, get you through the evening. You know what I'm saying?
Just Okay. Yes, you'd have to do that.
But Jason, tell us, where are you parked at tonight? Are you down in Miami or where? Where are you at?
No, we're up in Pennsylvania. I have a couple clubs up here, and this is where we reside. I have a club down in Key West, which you guys will be down there for Fantasy Fest also.
Excited.
How often have you guys been going there?
Well, Fantasy Fest has been a regular affair for us for about the last 3 years, and we really dig it. You know, for people that haven't been to Fantasy Fest, it's probably the wildest party on the planet. And the whole idea down there, well, Jason, you can speak about it because you've got a club. What's the name of your club down there, if you don't mind telling us?
It's Club Zoo. It's on Apple Roof Lane, about the 500 block of Duval.
Club Zoo, okay.
Yeah.
And are you doing anything really crazy for Fantasy Fest? Folks, if you don't know, Fantasy Fest is the week after Swing Fest. So
correct.
This year, it's the last week of October, actually through Halloween. We call it Halloweeny where I grew up.
Yeah.
But so what's happening down there in your place, at your club? Anything special?
Well, we do. We have the party is going to be going right from Swing Fest, following it right down to Fantasy Fest. We're going to be doing the white party. We do the blackout party. We're going to do the red party. So each theme, just like a lot of the other lifestyle events across the country, my club does the exact same thing. We are a full service alcohol club. We have the private membership area in the back. You know, people had a great time. They get up on the bar, they're dancing. It was crazy. It was crazy last year. They shut down Apple Roof Lane, cause there was just so many people on the street, for it. You know,
yeah.
We had the cops on the horses and they loved it.
Jason, let me ask you, do you have to know, like, what kind of, costumes to wear or, I mean, do you need to look it up, or do you just come as is and have a blast?
Yeah, you just come as is because club is having their own theme night that night.
Cool.
So, like, you know, Rick's might be having the plaid party, but people won't stay there all night. So, you know, they're migrating, you know, to every nightclub. So we don't care. Now, some bars are pretty strict. You have to come in costume. We're not. I mean, you know, Key West is a tourist destination, so, you know, you can come in naked if you want, you know. So.
Oh, we appreciate that. We love naked.
Yes, naked is a good thing.
Club Zoo, that's a Z-O-O, right?
No, Z-U.
It's Z-U. Okay, so that's what we want to clarify. We want everybody to know it's Z-U.
Baby, tell us where that is again. Where is that again?
Key West is right downtown.
Downtown.
Yeah,
tell us where it is, Jason.
It's on Apple Roof Lane, which if people are familiar with Key West and Duval Street, it's on the 500 block right past Margaritaville and the Walgreens in the old Stern building there that is right across the street.
Well, glad you picked up Walgreens because, you know, pick up your Advil and you might need it. Take a couple
Advil
and
your
party.
Condoms and your Advil and condoms and everything's right there.
I'm all about my Advil.
Oh, yeah, those things, yeah.
Yeah.
Those condoms. Well, Jason, tell us, let's talk about Swing Fest. I can't begin to tell you how excited we are to be going to Swing Fest. And I've had so many people call us, email us. There's a buzz. In fact, we were at a club in Atlanta this weekend, and two couples that we talked to there are headed to Swing Fest, and we just came out of the blue. It was just a fly-by-night thing, and there's a buzz in the city, in Atlanta, for instance, about Swing Fest this year. So tell us about it.
Well, we have a big event this year. Last year's event was the first one, and we had just under 12,000 there. We've moved it more south. We didn't realize how many people really didn't that tra- travel, you know, from all over the world to come to this that didn't get to see Miami. So a lot of people during the day and even during some nighttime were going to Miami Beach, South Beach, you know, hitting the nightclubs and then coming back to finish the party out. So we moved it more south to the downtown Hilton. They just did a $36 million renovation. There's 547 rooms, I believe. It will be clothing optional since I bought out the whole resort, which is incredible. Last year,
so you're gonna take over the whole hotel, the Hilton downtown in Miami, Florida.
Yeah, the whole entire resort. Yep.
All right.
So we're gonna be having pool parties. Oh, Sydney's gonna be incredible. We got some of the, you know, SDC, is, throwing a Saturday pool party, which, you know, they always bring their A game, you know, when they're come to the pool. Oh yeah, absolutely. Their parties are.
The SDC is top notch, folks.
Top
notch. In fact, we're going to be broadcasting from their pool party. We're going to do a live show that Saturday afternoon from the pool. So, all you folks that are listening, get your ass down to the pool on Saturday afternoon, the SDC party.
And the way you guys describe things, you guys will be able to pinpoint, you know, people will actually be able to feel like they're right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we want. And, you know, we want to see their skin, though. We want their ass on in the fucking
right
pool.
There.
We don't want, you know, radio's fine, but I want to see some TNA, okay? Because this party is off the chart. I'll tell you right now.
Visuals.
So, Jason, you said clothing optional. The nudity there. How are you going to handle that with a hotel?
Well, since I bought out the entire resort, you know how Caliente is obviously fully nude everywhere.
Yes.
You know where you eat, and we're telling people to keep it classy. You know, in your, you know, your rooms, the hallways, the elevators, fully nude, the pool's fully nude, our VIP areas are fully nude, parties are fully nude, playrooms are fully nude. The front counter, if you have to go and talk to, you know, someone there, you know, put a towel on, you know, cover up.
A towel at the front counter? Jeez,
yeah.
I wanted to greet people off the street,
I want a refund.
So, I mean, that's what we're basically telling people is though the resorts allowed us to, you know, be fully new, we are asking people to, you know, use their best judgment, you know, because there will be, the hotel, just like last year, will, you know, put out a disclaimer, you know, to their employees that, you know, if you don't want to work this weekend, because this is the group that's coming in.
I'm sure they won't.
I'm sure they'll lose their whole fucking staff.
Sorry, there'll
be a bunch of naked people running around over the weekend. I'm sure nobody will want to work, right?
I know. How about it?
Having a moment.
Except for every single male that, you know, on their payroll.
I hear you.
Hey, Jason, I heard that the problem will probably be that the street people will be lined up for miles outside the hotel. What a free job.
Yeah.
No, seriously, though. Well, that's cool that the whole place is going to be nude. Now, where is sex going to be allowed, my friend?
We have the designated playrooms that some of our sponsors have gone and, you know, they'll be decorating and putting up their banners. We've got 6 different playrooms. You know, something like the chocolate room. Chocolate.
Will there be chocolate in the room? That's what I want to know.
There'll be hopefully, you know, 7 or 8 long chocolate rods for women in the room.
Yeah, cool.
Then we've got, so you'll be able to have sex there. You'll be able to have sex in the actual parties. In your rooms, obviously, you know, nothing at the pool, because you can't do that at any resort anyways.
Behave yourself.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, just behave yourself at those areas, you know.
That's
but like
good.
The nighttime parties, you know, people will be having fun. You know, Peter from, the Oz parties out of Tampa, his parties are just
great,
incredible.
rocking.
He throws
great group of folks.
Some exactly. He throws.
Is that, is it now? Is that is their party Friday night or Saturday? I think it's Friday night, isn't it?
He's doing both parties. He's doing a Halloween party, and then he's doing doing another party. So he's doing parties both Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
So last year
we're going to be doing live shows, folks, on Friday and Saturday night outside those parties. So
yeah,
we'll be out right in front of the door, out there in the front area, and so folks that are listening to come by and see us. But those are two off the wall parties for sure. I mean, those Oz parties are unbelievable.
Oh, he throws some of the best. So I tell you what, this year we have really, come together with, some of the industry leaders, because, Swing Fest, is the umbrella of the lifestyle. I mean, we fit everyone under there. We like to market everyone, to allow, the members of the lifestyle
yes.
to see what all is out there.
Yeah, well, Jason, let's talk about that from shy to not shy, right? And
mm-hmm.
everything in between.
Yeah, yeah.
So feel comfortable, come, if you want to, clothing optional. If you want to be dressed. Come in your sexy outfits. If you want to be naked, right?
Exactly. It's
exactly.
not about how you look or,
yes.
It's about being comfortable with yourself and
exactly.
Meeting people, it's about being around like-minded people.
I love that.
You don't have to have sex with everybody. It's about being able to have a conversation with somebody else that
there
thinks the way you do.
Yeah, that's what
me.
I like, Jason.
Yeah,
you can't always go.
It's
like a family. I know that sounds kind of cliche, but you're right, and we weren't there last year, but we've talked to people that were, and actually this weekend, and there was nothing bad said about the whole experience. In fact, they said that, because there were so many people, they met people from all over the world and established friendships with people that they have to this day, which is really cool, and had a blast doing it. And, that's really what the whole thing is about. I mean, it's a big, big party with 12,000 people or more. Actually, I heard just a rumor that you might be expecting up with as many as 15 show up this year.
We generally try not to ever give out our numbers because we found out because last year, because we put the amount of people that were attending on the website, we ran into fire marshal issues.
Yeah.
So we tend to try, but we're going to have a very good turnout this year.
Well, I understand you've got a lot of the hotel now sold out, especially the bigger rooms. Is that not right?
We do. The bigger rooms are sold out. The majority of the hotel is sold out. The way that we do it this year is, until the people, because we do have the payment plan, and, with the economy the way it is, unfortunately, for some, they've, lost their job, from the time that they signed up. And we're doing everything we can to still get them there. We've gone and we've got some good airfare deals. We're running some incredible specials. We're helping people out, with their payment plan.
Correct me if I'm wrong, are you still doing the deal where you're given two nights, if you pay for two nights, you're getting two nights free? Is that what I saw on your website?
We are. Yep, we are. We are still doing that deal.
What a hell of a deal, folks.
God,
people really like that one.
I mean, the Atlanta Hilton, the downtown Miami, I mean, you're getting fucking two free nights of rooms when you pay for nights. I mean, come on. What a deal.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not some Motel 6 sleaze bag, okay? This is a fucking Hilton
in
downtown Miami.
It's definitely a higher end.
My hat's off to you.
Well, thank you. I mean, definitely the vendors.
Jason, we're excited. We cannot wait. We cannot wait to be there.
Well, thank you. I mean, we can't wait to have you guys there. I think it's going to be a
exciting.
We've got
I just got
vendors.
An email from somebody, Jason. They're asking the question, how much does it cost to go to the event itself?
It can cost as low as $199, for the day pass, and that gets you to all the pool parties and your meals and at the nighttime parties. Then you have a 4-day pass, which is $399. That gets you, obviously, you know, 4 days, where some people might have family that live down in the area, so they'll stay at their house and just travel back and forth each day.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely.
Right now, the 4-day package that you're getting is roughly $1,200. We are able to help people out if they, you know, need some type of payment structure. You know, for something like that, they have to call into the office.
Yeah.
And we can help them out.
They want to play, but you guys will help them out.
Yeah, that will help them out.
in any way we possibly can. Oh, Jason, that's pretty cool.
Well, I tell you what, that's the one thing that's really helped us, Cindy, was that having the payment plans, you know, for the people. Because I tell you, the economy this year, and you guys know, I mean, I own other businesses too.
Yeah.
Definitely, there are pockets that they're rough. You know.
Yep.
Yeah. Where we live, we haven't even passed our budget yet. You know,
Well, I tell you, the good news is that, you know, it looks like things are moving up. The stock market's up, and yesterday I saw the Bernanke said that officially they say we're officially out of the recession. You know, so we're stepping out of the hole slowly, and that's a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so
we're stepping out of that hole and hopefully going into a warmer, more gentle hole. Oh, did I, can I say that on the radio?
Warmer? Wait, Jason, wait. Can I just step back? Was that a warmer, more gentle hole? Wait.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Warmer,
I was having
more
a moment.
Gentle, you know, that
Jesus.
Some of them some of those holes actually squirt for you, you know, things like
wait,
that.
Wait. Jason,
squirt.
I'm sorry. Oh. He said a warmer, more
gentle hole. We got a whole show on that
hole.
Coming up soon.
We do, but I'll tell you what, my hole.
Holy shit!
Okay,
let's not talk about that because I'm gonna get off track here. I'm gonna get like my breath. I'm starting to hyperventilate. Shit,
baby.
So let me just back up. Okay, let me get
my headphones off. I'm going down.
Okay, so Jason, listen, it's been great having you on the show. Just out of curiosity, I've got an email from somebody that's asking how long you yourself have been in the lifestyle.
Oh, I want to know, Jason.
My wife and I have been in it for going on 15 years.
15?
About 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, about as long as you and I, Cindy.
Yep.
I love to hear that.
I love the whole idea of Swing Fest. I think it's a great deal. Folks on the line, you can go to our website and you can catch the link for Swing Fest and their website. It'll show you pictures. It'll educate you. It'll tell you everything you need to know. It talks about costs. It talks about times. It talks about the shows. I mean, you can see it all and check it all out there. It's a great website, by the way, Jason. I love it.
Well, thank
it's
you.
Navigate.
Take a look at all the sponsors and the vendors and, you know, just bounce around because, like I said, we showcase everyone. I mean, adding you guys to the site was a big deal. I mean, it was good to see
really
you guys on board.
We really appreciate that, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Oh, we appreciate you.
But it's first class, folks. This is not your, you know, dark light, red district stuff. This is first class. I mean, there's nothing better in presentation out there, and it's definitely something we want to associate. And that's why we want to have you on the show, because
baby, we want to meet them. We want to meet them, right? So come on down.
You guys come in Thursday, right?
Let's have a party.
What was that, Jason?
You guys come in Thursday, right? So we can't wait to hang out with you guys and all your members.
Absolutely. We're coming in. Actually, we're going to be in on Friday, and we'll be there all weekend. So we're ready to rock. And, folks, we're going to be doing 3 live shows down there, so stay tuned. We'll probably catch Jason running around naked during the show. I doubt it. I doubt that he would ever do that kind of thing.
I think I'm going to catch.
Boss. Fuck the boss. Can't do that. He's going to do
that. Can I fuck the boss, honey? Jason,
that's
I think we have a date.
Not my department.
Okay.
We have a date.
Okay. Ooh, Jason.
All right. Well, Jason, I know you have a wife. What's her name?
Her name's Russie.
Russie?
Yep. Russy.
R-U-S-S-Y. Ooh. That's different.
I'm intrigued.
I've never met a Russi.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Russi, yeah.
That's
kind of sexy, don't you think, man? Russi?
Wait, let me think. I'm going to say Dirty Blonde because I'm trying to get in the middle of it.
Yep, Jason, Dirty Blonde.
She's a brunette. She's blonde.
Well, she is a brunette, but you know she does have a slight tint of blonde and blue eyes. Yeah, great tint.
Let's not go there.
Okay, so
right.
When we show up at the hotel, can we just who do we ask for?
Who do you want to ask for?
You.
Clark can ask for Russi, and you can ask for me.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm just messing with you, honey.
We'll figure that out, then. But I got witnesses, so.
Okay.
Anyway, Jason, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me on. I loved it.
And folks listening, if you have any questions, email us. We'll let you know. But please go to their website. It's swingfestevents.com. But you can catch it right on the front of our website. Click on it. Jason, have a great evening, and we will see you at Swing Fest, and we will be rocking, baby.
Sounds good. We'll
appreciate
see you at Swing
you,
Fest, and then we'll all follow each other down to Fantasy Fest.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fun 2 weeks, that's for sure.
Oh,
got it.
I'm tired already.
You guys have a great show. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thanks
a
lot. Have a great evening, guys. All right.
Sweet.
Well, honey, you know, I kind of like Jason. You know, I think he's got a great thing going on there.
I can't wait to see what he...
Hey, folks, do you know that I was doing some research on Swing Fest today, and I noticed that last year they had some big media.
What? Oh, media. Sorry.
Yeah, they had them on... Sorry. They were on Jay Leno and Good Morning America and all kinds of press coverage. It was local, a lot of TV stations locally in Florida, and on some... stuff. So I'm sure this year you have to watch. You know, now that Jay Leno's got his own show, I don't know if they'll have something on there. But
bless his heart.
It's a possibility.
Honey, he's having a rough week.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard, but he's having a rough week. But we got to pump him up.
Yes.
How'd he put us up?
Anyway, folks, we need to take a commercial break here. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion about communication with partners. And we've got some really juicy news to share with you. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Interested in working your way towards total immunity from disease? Amazing new research indicates that just as dysfunctional emotions are the root cause of disease, the positive emotions of unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion have scientifically been proven to be the optimum way to naturally boost the immune system and leads to a frequency that shatters disease. The information at Healing the Known and Unknown at MaxwellGreenSite.com will teach you how to develop the necessary mental attitude and focus which will allow you to towards total self-empowerment in relation to disease and all outer circumstances. Remember, outer circumstances do not come with built-in meaning. And to claim your personal power, you must first acknowledge 100% responsibility for your 3D experiences. Activate your DNA template for perfect health and well-being, put a positive spin on your life, and control all disease issues by going to Healing the Known and Unknown at MaxwellGreenSite.com.
Hi, I'm Antonia Love, psychic advocate and metaphysical teacher. Welcome to BDSRadio.com. If you're looking for high thoughts, all original programs, either the music you play, or all these originals, all right, here on BBSRadio.com.
Well, partner, we got our pork and beans, we got our coffee, and we got this real nice campfire. Now all we need is the radio. Go get that radio so we can listen to BBS.
Gosh darn, boss, got this here radio, but we ain't got no battery.
Well, I told you to buy some batteries yesterday, but you forgot to buy them today.
A man can only do so many things in one day. Go into town and get some for the both of us.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dad, Nabbit, you and your BBS radio.
They're starting to. Maybe they don't want to. But
well, you still have fans here, you know. This is for all the fans in Germany, actually. This is Senior Siever calling. I don't need to tell who I am because everybody here knows it anyway. But there's German fans who really want to hear Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show on BBSRadio.com.
Hi, it's Sam Green from Sam Green the Time Machine. Wishing you all the best and the best of everything that one can offer. Enjoy the music. Be a part of it. Wishing you the best in space and other places. Enjoy the music. I do.
From our pee break. Man, that felt good, Cindy. Whew. Hey, everyone. You're listening to the Swingers Lifestyle Talk Radio, where each week we stimulate, update, and educate you on every aspect of the Swingers Lifestyle. I'm Clark Ashton here with my co-host, the voluptuous Cindy. And Cindy, we're having a good time tonight, aren't we? I am, anyway. Are you having a good time?
Oh, baby, I have a good time always.
I know, you're so goddamn sexy, it makes me sick. I love it.
Honey, I think I'm very busy on my internet.
Very busy. You probably have all kinds of fans coming after you. See, that's the thing. The guys, am I not wrong? The women get all the fucking attention. Us guys are just trailing around. We're like little munchkins or something, like falling around and you know what I'm saying?
You know what? I hate internet. Can we talk about this for just a second?
No, you don't.
Like, Jason's off. I wanted to know, did Jason get off, or is this Jason off? You know.
Probably a little of both. you know, after talking to you. Listen, we have a few more things to talk about here. We need to mention something. You know, in the swinging lifestyle, now, of course, we talk about every level. We talk about people that are starting out, you know, people that are just curious. And no doubt there's listeners out there that have never swung. And then there are people that have swung. They swing every day. I'm exaggerating a little bit. But But they're hardcore, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, they're 10s. You know, they do it all the time. And so we cover all those bases in this show. That's the purpose. So if you have a question, you want to make a comment, your time's run out, but you need to give us a call at 1-888-228-4494. It's toll free. It's anonymous. Give us a call. We want to hear your comments. Now, as you know, Cindy, one of the topics we're going to be talking about in the next couple of weeks is how you meet people, where you go. Now, you can do that on the Internet. That's the number one way, of course, through Internet dating websites. You can go to clubs. You can go down the street, and you can do a lot of things. There used to be magazines and so forth and so on, but really the Internet's the number one way, but there are lots of clubs, and there are other activities. There's private parties and blah, blah, blah. We're going to go into that in the show. But here's the thing. I want to mention something to our listeners tonight because we have a special going on. We're giving away some free memberships, okay? This
free.
Is one of the benefits that our listeners need to get. And only tonight are you going to get this chance. If you have your pen, write this down because if you take advantage of this, you're going to get a free listing on TabooLifestyle.com. That's T-A-B-U. L-I-F-E-S-T-Y, TabooLifestyle.com. They're on our site, folks. They're on the front page. You can click on them. Now, here's the deal. There are lots of swinger dating websites out there, but I tell you, of all of them, I love this one the most. This site is unbelievable, okay? It's easy to navigate. There are real people on this site, okay, not just phantom people. Some of the sites, correct me if I'm wrong, you go around and you never – talk to anybody. You never see anybody. They never show up. And they're fake. This site
is full. You're good.
Full.
Yeah.
Of real singles and couples. Doesn't make a difference if you're single or you're a couple. It's so easy to navigate. It's Taboo Lifestyle. And tonight, you can go to their website and you can click on and start your new profile. And under where it says, when you start your profile, it says referred by a member. If you will enter in Swingers Talk Radio during your registration, you're going to get 60 days full free access pass promotion to Taboo Lifestyle. Now, here's something even cooler. If you call me before this show's over in the next 15 minutes, you're going to get 1 year free full pass to Taboo Lifestyle. This is a huge, huge deal.
You might even meet
free.
Cindy.
All you have to do is call the number. That's all you got to do. If you don't want to call in, you get 60 days. You just go to the site, you put in Swingers Talk Radio in the registration where it says refer by member, and you get 60 days free. Hell of a deal. Taboo Lifestyle is perfect, and it's a great place to go. Call in tonight. Check it out. I highly recommend it. Now, Cindy,
yes,
when we're looking at websites like that, I would recommend that, you know, there's lots of them to look at. You have to find one that fits you, right? To be personal. Has to be personal. So it's kind of like the swinging lifestyle. Not everything's for everybody.
Right.
Right. Everybody has to have something that fits them. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more next week, actually.
Okay.
We're going to get into the sex part of this a little bit deeper. This is what everybody wants to know. They want to know more about how
tonight?
Sex works. But tonight we're talking about communicating.
I know. Okay. Communicating. I'm good.
So, communication. So, actually, this is the question I want to ask you, Cindy, because you're a woman.
Ah, jeez.
Because women, you know, when you start getting into this, you know, obviously somebody has to break the news. We talked about that last week about getting into the lifestyle, like how you're going to experiment. We went through that. Now, you're actually getting ready to hook up with somebody or a couple, right? You're getting ready to hook up.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? What do you say to somebody? What do you actually say to your partner? What do you talk about? Well, I mean, do you say, well, honey, you know, let's just knock it out and see what happens?
No. I think first and foremost, you as a couple have to be very, very close and have a very open relationship. You know, how about you guys date a while? you know, just get it figured out, you know. And then the sex has to be a 6 on a 10 scale or above, you know.
Yeah, between you, actually.
Oh, God, yeah.
In other words, you're saying you can't have a bad relationship.
No, you're not looking to replace each other, are you?
Oh, hell no. But see, that's the biggest misconception in the world.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is that people think that people do this because you're having problems in your marriage and you try to fix it with Band-Aids.
Okay.
It's not true.
Okay. How about you don't do this?
Recipe for disaster.
Oh, yeah. How about you already be, like, almost perfect? You know, have fun and just looking for some new adventure, you know? So.
Because you could be sitting at home staring at the ceiling or the wall, right, every night?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess we're just going to grow old together, miserable, with no activity.
Well,
then you decide, well, let's do something different, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We love each other.
Yeah.
We're having great sex. Maybe it'd be fun to kind of spread out.
Well, you know, it's like we're having fun twice a day, you know, 6 times a week. We, you know, sometimes we call each other out and we go, let's pick a day, honey. How about we need a rest? So I know, like, on Thursday nights, I hate to say it for tonight because you're not getting some rest tonight, honey, because we got home late last night.
You're going to bang our brains out, aren't you, tonight when we get done?
Yes.
I know you are.
I know, baby.
I can feel it.
Well, you can see it because I'm right here.
The nipples are hard.
I am. But, you know, typically, let's just say, you know, call it a day, whatever. Whatever night you want to, guys, you guys want to call it out, Thursday nights, whatever. Typically, we take Thursday nights off, but, you know, that can fluctuate.
And why would you want to take Thursday nights off? What's the thinking there? This is just a little
There's no thinking, honey. It's just a re.
Because you're coming up on the weekend.
Coming up on the weekend, and perhaps, like, you just need a night off to just rejuvenate and, you know, I don't know. Whatever
guys, correct me if I'm wrong. Guys, let me talk to the men here for just a minute. All right, I'm talking to the men for just a minute. All right, men, this is a man's conversation, okay? This is like talking football and cars and NASCAR, although I'm not really into NASCAR much. But football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's like football.
Yeah.
Okay, that mentality. Okay, guys, you with me here? All right.
Nope, they're done.
Let me tell you something. If a guy has a 1 or 2 or even a 3-day load stored up, he hadn't had sex, by the time that second or third day rolls around, he will blow a hole in the roof, okay, because he's so ready to knock it out. And so what happens is the sexuality side of your demeanor, your actual, what do I want to call it here? Yes, I got it. Flirting.
Oh.
Flirting side of yourself gets tremendously amplified, okay?
Yeah.
If you're knocking it out every day or twice a day, every day, it's hard to keep that energy going. So, guys, am I not right? Sometimes it's worth it to hold off because what happens is it gets much, much better. I think women are that way, too, wouldn't you say?
I'll tell you what, honey. I hate to say it out loud. Should I?
I don't know. I don't know what you're going to say.
If I can go 2 or 3 days,
yeah,
I'll tell you what.
I know it's difficult. I you know, not that you have to.
No, I know, and I don't have to. I mean, I really don't. But my goodness, if you go a couple of days,
I have to wear a ski mask.
Okay, wait. You know what? Let's directly talk about this. Let's talk about normal people who go months and months and years.
Well, that's what I was just thinking about.
So if we can go a day or two to, like, you know, make us
people get bored in their relationships.
No, it's not about that.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not about
that. What I'm saying is, like, they lose that adventure side, that edge, right? And that's where it gets exciting.
Bring him.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's where it gets exciting.
Hey, I think we have a caller.
We do?
We do.
We have a caller.
His name is Don.
Well, bring him on. Don, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Don.
Oh, this is Stunned.
Oh, talk to us.
Now, what was the first name again?
It's just Al.
Al, okay. Hey, Al.
Oh.
How you doing tonight, Al?
Good. I just wanted to call. It wasn't so much of a question, but just tell you guys have a great show. And everybody in the community appreciates the hard work and the diligence that you guys are doing.
Cool. Al, where are you from? You sound like you're from Michigan or somewhere.
Yep.
You got that little accent going on, I can tell. It's some northern shit. It's like Ohio or Michigan or Minnesota. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, baby, let them tell us what he feels. What do you feel, Don?
That's Al.
What do I feel?
Al. Yeah. Let's not talk about sports. Let's talk about sex.
Yeah, so, Al, let me ask you something. How long have you been in the lifestyle, or are you in the lifestyle?
Yes. Me and my wife are in the lifestyle.
Okay. You've been in it for how long, would you say?
Three, four years.
Okay. So, experience-wise, from like 1 to 10, you like 1 being new and 10 being very experienced, where would you say you fall?
I think I'd put us around a 7 or 8.
Cool.
Coming to Atlanta anytime soon.
Yeah.
Sorry, baby. I was just wondering.
Well, that's great, man. So, listen, is there something we can help you out with? Is there anything we can, a question we can answer? Or because we always love cheesehead questions, you know what I'm saying?
Well, cheese would be from Wisconsin and not from Michigan, so.
Oh,
shit. I knew something was wrong with that picture.
Yeah.
I apologize, man. I know. That is a big. I hope
Don, you're not like a Giants fan, are you?
No.
No.
No, not really.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
So
I really have a question. I think me and my wife are pretty comfortable, but we just wanted to let you know that we appreciate everything you guys do every week. So we listen every week, and that we find it quite informative, and it actually is probably going to help a lot of people out in the swinging community.
Cool. Well, we really appreciate, you know, I bet your wife is hotter than shit. I'm going to pour a beer here just on behalf of what you just said. And, I don't know. I just can't wait to just drink this thing right now. So I'm gonna shot. Actually, I think I'm going to have a shot. So, yeah. Anyway. Oh, that's perfect.
Have a shot of Patron.
Huh?
Have a shot of Patron.
Patron, baby. Hey, man, anybody that's a friend of Patron is a friend of mine. That's what I can say. Well, listen, we appreciate you calling in. We appreciate your kind comments, and keep listening. Go to the website, check out our latest. And, man, anytime you have a question or anything, feel free to call us. And anything we can do to help you out, we appreciate it. We're just going to make this boat float longer and longer, that's for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Great. Well, thank you.
You All are right. so sweet.
All right. Hey, man, if you want a free you qualify for a free Taboo Lifestyle membership, so we've got your name, and you just send us an email, and we'll get you hooked up. All right.
All right, great. Thank you.
All right, good, Al. Have a nice night. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Cindy. Well, Al sounds like he's pumped. Yeah. He's pumped, of course.
As he should be.
Yeah. Well, listen. I'm excited about Swing Fest. I'm excited about being with you tonight. I'm excited about our show next week, actually, because we didn't even make a dent in this communicating with your partner tonight. We've got more to go. We've got the juicy stuff next week. So if you're listening, you've got to listen to next week, and it's going to be juicy. It reminds me, I have a joke. I have to give you our joke of the week here, okay? Here's our joke of the week, folks. So here are all the ways that you know you're a swinger, okay? Here's one way you know you're a swinger. When you go to a strip club with your guy friends instead of your wife, seems like a ridiculous waste of time and money.
Yeah. Because
you'd rather go with your wife.
Well, no, not that you would want to go with your wife, but how about your wife picks up more chicks than your guy friends do?
That's what I was
trying
to say.
Sorry, baby. No. Oh.
Okay, here's another way you know you're a swinger.
Okay.
You come home with that there's something about Mary hairstyle.
Whatever, girls. That's about, yeah. You know, you've had some cocktails. It's all
Oh,
good.
Here's another way you know you're a swinger. Or traveling somewhere on business or to visit relatives, you look up couples in the area.
Baby, we always do that.
Here's the number one way that you know you're a swinger, okay? You see a really hot girl walking down the street, and you say to yourself, I wonder if she'll do my wife.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's for sure. Yeah. Aww. I love it. Those are our jokes of the week. Hey, here's a little news, and then we're running out of time, but I got to pass this on to you. Locker room syndrome. Here's a little bit of news for you, worldwide news. Locker room syndrome. Okay, they say size really does matter in the locker room, says Mrs. Chan. She's a clinical psychologist who has measured more than 5,000 penises in her day. Okay, isn't that cool?
Wow.
Holy shit.
That's she's almost my hero.
Anyway, she says size does matter. Men age 18 to age 76 were surveyed about the size of their penis, their mental health, and their body image. Overwhelmingly, according to Chan, that's when they feel better, is when they feel bigger, which is in the locker room. Whereas when they are on their own, they are actually quite happy with themselves. So they don't feel very good about themselves in the locker room. Imagine that. This is somebody studies this shit. Can you believe this? Who the hell studies this stuff? So all of a sudden they're saying, you're in the locker room, you're not feeling good, but when you're on your own, you feel great about your cock. I mean, who cares? Who cares? Anyway, well, listen, I think we're running out of time. We're getting past our time here. Listen, we want to remind you all of our new workshop, Orgasm, Squirting, and Masturbation Workshop. Check it out on our website. You're going to love this. And we have next week, we have a great show planned. Before I tell you that, though, I want to tell you you can blog us. We have a blog. You can Twitter us. You can be added to our email list for notifications, our showtime alerts, etc. Go to our website. Send us an email. And please, email all your goddamn friends about us, folks. Send out the word. Get them to come to our show. Get them on our website because they're going to thank you big time for letting them in on us, okay? So next week, same time, Thursday evening, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, U.S., the topic will be how do I trust my partner? But here's the best part, folks. We have a guest all the way from the U.K., from United Kingdom, author of two books. His name is Ashley Lister. He wrote Swingers, True Confessions from Today's Swinging Scene, and Swingers, Female Confidential. Both of these are on Virgin Books. He's going to be our guest next week, so stay tuned for that bit of information. Both of these books have done real, real well worldwide. Mark it on your calendar and put Thursdays at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, if that's where you're at, in your BlackBerry or your computer so you remember when to get on and get off. Mark it on your calendar. Tell everybody you know. Spread the word. Email all your friends tonight. Let them know this is the best-kept secret in swinging lifestyle because, folks, it's going to get nasty. And let us know your opinions and questions. Email us. And don't forget, folks, laugh, love, learn, and live, my friends. Happy hunting. Talk to me, baby. We'll see you next week.
Aww. Bye-bye.